in the Morning on Static Radio.
Oh, wake up your neighbors! Wake up your brothers and your sisters and your mothers! Wake up!
Wake up! Monday.
It's not Monday. Don't even think about that.
This is the first Monday we've had in like weeks.
Yeah, I don't want to think about it.
I don't like this.
It's Thursday, right?
Yep.
Happy Thursday.
Actually, you know, it's okay that it's Monday right now.
Is it?
Yeah. It's that time of year where Monday just feels all gooder because Monday Night Football.
Oh, gosh.
Woo! Back.
That took you less than 30 seconds to really start talking about.
Yep. You ready to talk about football?
I guess.
Did you watch all the games this weekend?
I sure did.
Week one. Oh, stand by. Good morning, Matthew.
Hey, Steve-O. How'd you guys know it's me?
We don't even have caller ID. I just know it's you.
Yes.
Because you're the only person that calls at 6:11 in the morning. Good morning, my friend.
How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Take her away.
Hey, Steve-O, did you get my phone number? I emailed it to you guys.
What?
I emailed you my phone number to studio.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It came from my mom's phone number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you didn't get, you know, let me know that.
Mitch is nodding her head in recognition. She's checking email now, and it looks as if we do have confirmation of said phone number.
If it says, if at the end it says vzwpicks.com, then that should be it.
Okay.
So at the end, that's last four digits of that thing, then.
Alrighty.
how you doing, Mitch?
I'm good, good. Waking up.
Yes. It's amazing how you guys are this crazy at this hour of the morning.
Yeah, that's our job.
Yeah. Yeah. How's your wife doing, Steve-O?
She is fantastic, ready for baby.
Oh, yeah.
10 more weeks.
Oh, my goodness. This upcoming Saturday, my dad's other boss, his little girl is going to get married this weekend on Saturday, so they're going to have a party at the Sheraton.
Ah.
Yep, and wedding starts at noon, so I have to get up early.
You are a socialite, my friend.
Yeah, and I knew about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're like that section in the newspaper where they tell everybody about all the happenings.
Yeah. You're that section.
Hey, did you see what happened to the Broncos yesterday? We won.
Good job, you guys.
I love that.
That was good.
Hey, can I get a song request?
Absolutely.
Can you play some Project 86 this fine morning?
Ooh, and he's going to need some pep this morning because our dear friend Andrew from Project 86, huge Steelers fan.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
I'm assuming they lost
to the Broncos.
Oh, yeah, they did. They had it was a 19-31.
Wow. That's a lot of points.
It is.
It's really bad.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Steve, play some Project 86 for me.
All right, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody. Okay.
He should work. He has to work. He's great at talking. He has to work on his transitions a little bit.
Ah, yes.
Because he goes from one thing to another, like, without even warning.
He doesn't have time for those transitions.
He's a businessman.
There's no small talk here.
No small talk at all. None.
No. He knows what he wants. He wants Project 86.
And that's cool.
Yes.
Give it to him. But first,
we got to talk football. You didn't watch any football yesterday?
I watched every game possible.
Nice. Did you just pull a knot as if it were 1987 and people really still said that?
People do say that.
No. Pretty sure they don't. However, people do say, football is back. Plenty of people say that.
Yeah.
Yesterday, my son and I were frantic. We were freaking out. Because for the first time ever, we were able to watch the team that we love.
For the first time ever?
For the first time ever, we're going to be able to watch all of them. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
We're going to get it all season long.
Well, how are they your favorite team if you've never seen them play?
Well, I've seen them play. I've seen him play before.
Okay, well, then you can't say first time ever.
First time ever that I'll be able to enjoy the entire season.
Oh, okay.
How's that? That's all 16 games.
Oh, gosh.
Stever.
Morning.
Good morning, Philly fan.
For Philly fans all over, a win is a win is mm-hmm. a win is a win is a win is a win.
Yep. Even if you eke one out against the Browns, it's still a win.
Yeah, I had Freeview over the weekend, so I actually got to watch the Eagles.
Nicely.
Nice.
See? There's we're fans.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I enjoy football as long as it's accompanied by a lot of food.
Hey, Steve-O.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Steve-O.
Yeah.
Just so you know, Mitch went, over the weekend, she went all girly on her kitchen.
I did.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
It's okay.
What?
I have to pay attention.
How do you know these things?
Because he looks at Instagram every once in a while. He's a true friend.
I don't have time for these things.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm quitting it. I'm going to quit
You're
it.
You're not quitting Instagram. I need you as a follower.
I keep trying to quit that and or Twitter. And you keep making me stay there because you are weird about numbers.
I need that follower.
I don't want to. I don't care.
I don't care that you don't care. That's not the point right now.
My wife put a photo up yesterday. Probably my favorite photo of me and my son ever.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
We were very excited because unless you're a Cowboys fan or a Broncos fan, pretty much, that's who gets the games out here. You know what I mean? That's who they air.
Maybe that's why there's so many Cowboy fans.
That's partially. Also because we're a state away.
Yeah, same it's one of two teams,
Broncos.
Right?
Same with Broncos. Here's what I don't get, actually. Okay, tons of Cowboy fans, tons of Bronco fans, none Arizona Cardinal fans. And they're all pretty well equal distance. In fact, Arizona Cardinals are closer than
the Texas. Whatever they are.
The Dallas Cowboys. The Texas Cowboys.
The Texas Cowboys?
Actually, the Houston Texans are,
You know why that is?
No clue.
Well, Steve-O, they were St. Louis forever.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean,
Louis Cardinals?
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just haven't switched over in their minds yet?
Well, no, they were in St. Louis, and then they moved the team to Arizona. Which is weird, because when they were in St. Louis, it was the St. Louis Cardinals. Baseball, St. Louis Cardinals.
Why didn't they change their name? Well, then it'd be a completely different team if they changed their name, huh?
Yeah, well, they can't.
Oh, we're still the Cardinals.
Actually, Cleveland Browns were Cleveland Browns forever, and then they moved to Baltimore and became the Baltimore Ravens, changed their name. But now there's a Cleveland Browns also. Houston was the Oilers, and they left and changed their name to the Tennessee Titans.
Why can't they just,
And then they got a team back, and Houston became the Houston Texans, not the Oilers.
Why can't they just be consistent?
I don't know.
I mean, everyone knows who the Packers are.
Well, you know, the Lakers.
L.A. Lakers.
Right? Yes. There are no lakes out there. That's because they were the Minnesota Lakers for a long time.
This is so
then they
stressful.
Moved to L.A.
This is so stressful.
The Utah Jazz.
In Chicago, there are no Bulls.
Yeah. They were the Bulls.
Okay.
Utah Jazz.
They NBA? Don't play jazz out there.
They don't play jazz in Utah. It's illegal. It's because they were the New Orleans Jazz. And then they moved to Utah, where it's outlawed to play jazz music. So yeah,
there aren't any Ravens in Baltimore.
It's what happens. Yeah, so I have no idea. I almost feel like when you move, you have to change the name.
I know,
because it's not the same team.
It's kind of like having the same singer and still calling yourself Journey. Oh, wait, or different singer and calling yourself Journey.
Yeah.
Wait, that still happens.
That happens all the time.
They have like 11 different singers. They can't be Journey if there's 11 different singers.
Well, that's part of the journey.
Oh, they lucked out with that name.
Yep. Requested song for Matthew from Albuquerque.
Here it goes.
Brand new is from Project 86. It's Fall Goliath Fall. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Waverly Sleeper. Static Radio. Good morning.
You should not be doing that.
What?
Sleeping.
I should not. Or nor should anybody listening, apparently.
Yeah.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up!
Yeah. I'm trying to get people excited. 6:30 now.
This gets me
Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Yeah. He's in the new Clint Eastwood movie.
Is he?
Yeah.
He deserves it.
What? Why does he deserve it?
Because he's Justin Timberlake.
It's a baseball movie, so you know I'm going to go see it.
Oh, wow.
It's Justin Timberlake, Amy Adams, Clint Eastwood.
Amy Adams. Okay.
Amy Adams. She's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm serious. She's a great actress.
I'm excited.
She's the new Lois Lane.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that movie.
I'm really excited for that movie.
But yeah. I'm afraid that it's going to be one of those movies that isn't really that good, but all the cinematography is so amazing that you kind of don't care.
Well, it's Zack Snyder, who directed Watchmen and 300 and Sucker Punch.
See,
the
only one of those movies I saw was 300, and I was kind of over it after the first time I saw it.
Well, yeah, you're a girl.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
I mean, it was visually amazing, but it was like, okay.
Well, it was visually amazing, except for all the parts. So I was like, whoa, fast forward.
All right. Yeah, I shouldn't say that. Like, visually, like, it was amazing.
Whoa. You had to fast forward.
All of the mostly naked dudes and, yeah. You know what? I take back that statement.
When he said that.
Taking that one back.
Oh, dang.
Which leads me to my story of the day, which is hilarious because this is really where I was going.
What?
I don't know if you realize this, but apparently we walk around humiliated all day. According to a new survey, the average person feels embarrassed at least 4 times a day. So, which is how I'm feeling right now. That's 1,460 times a year.
That's a lot of time spent being embarrassed.
Embarrassed or humiliated, yeah. In fact, I have a list of the top 10 ways you feel embarrassed.
I don't know. Like, I guess I do get embarrassed that often, but I have a really... I just shake it off, you know?
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about what I said.
And honestly, in the past two and a half months that I've been doing this, I've had a lot of foot in mouth moments.
Yeah.
That I'm like, I'm just not going to listen to that podcast. It didn't happen.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't think I've ever gone back to the podcast. So, you know. But yeah, according to a new survey, found the average person feels embarrassed 4 times a day. So, yeah, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, I'm sure. What are we going to ask?
Embarrassing moments?
Embarrassing moments. Yeah. 4 times a day, that's crazy. All right, what do you think the most embarrassing, I should say the most common thing that embarrasses people? What's the most common thing that embarrasses people?
Have something to do
with... It could happen regularly. 4 times a day. So this has got to be a... I hate playing guessing games with you. Can I just say it?
Yeah,
I don't know why I talk to you
anymore.
You
always set me up for this. I'm like, oh, gosh.
Number one most common thing that embarrasses us, apparently... Forgetting someone's name when you're introducing
them.
Oh,
I hate that. Hi, this is my friend.
Bleh.
And then this is Julie.
So what you do is you just, you're just the rude friend. I'm the rude friend always. Because it's like, I'm sorry, you guys haven't met? No, bro. Oh, okay. Here you go.
Introduce yourselves.
Introduce yourself. Okay. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then later, my wife's always like, how come you didn't introduce me? No. That's because I didn't know their name. Or I go, if I'm with my wife, I can easily go, Chrissy, hey, this is my wife, Chrissy.
The end.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, I'm Michelle.
Hi. Okay, nice to meet you. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
So you use, you know, whoever's with you, and you introduce them, but you don't introduce the other person back. And then they go, oh, hi, I'm... Gregory, whatever, you know.
Gregory, of course.
And they're like, my name is Mike. That's what happens to me regularly.
Yeah.
I'm awful with names.
See, even if I know their name, I will not say their name just because, well, one, I want to keep it consistent.
Yeah.
And two, I will probably blank out at the moment I have to say their name.
Yeah.
So I just don't even try.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah.
According to a new survey... The average person feels embarrassed 4 times a day. The most common thing that embarrasses us, forgetting someone's name when you introduce them. That's followed up by tripping in public. I hate that.
Okay, okay.
I'll break into a jog. Hey, all right. Woo! Yes! Sorry, just getting the adrenaline going.
I'd have to say my most embarrassing moment has something to do with, it's not really tripping. It's actually watching someone trip. I was at the UNM campus.
Okay.
And I was walking from a class to the shuttle. And so this is back in the day when I went to collage. Just kidding. Yeah. And
collage.
And so I see this girl that I knew from high school, and she's riding a skateboard. And I'm like,
oh no.
I was like, she doesn't skate. And she was really mean to me all throughout high school. So I'm like, I hope she falls. I'm going to watch her.
Oh, no!
That's what I thought. As a 19-year-old, I'm like, I hope this girl falls.
You are a jerky 19-year-old.
And then she fell. Oh. And as I'm about to laugh, I walk into a pole. Like, full on into a pole. Like, hard. The whole pole vibrates. I hear it's making noises. And then this girl from probably 5 feet me, she goes, oh my gosh, are you okay? But both of my lips, top and bottom, are bloody. And my eyebrow is bloody. And I have a line down my face.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Like you. It wasn't like shoulder.
No, it was in my face, and it was a big
in
one.
The face.
And that was God going, bam.
Yeah.
Don't you dare.
Yeah, dude. By the measure you hope other people's pain, your pain shall be given.
I was like two-faced that day because it was like half of my face was just completely distorted. It was awful. And it lasted for like a week. And I had to tell everyone, like, yeah, I walked into a pole. You
my know. Favorite part of the story is the girl 5 feet away. Oh, my gosh!
Yeah. And she said it so loud. So loud.
I don't know what I would do. That's hilarious.
It was awful.
Yeah. According to a survey, you embarrass yourself 4 times a day on average. So the question is, how do you embarrass yourself? How have you embarrassed yourself? 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. I've got a list of the top 10 most common ways we embarrass ourselves. Number one, forgetting someone's name when you introduce them.
Oh, that's the worst.
I'm the worst. I apologize. I'll tell you right now, I'm the worst. And half the time, like, this just happened to me, and I felt so bad. We're at Freedom Fest, and somebody came up,
oh, no.
And he goes, hey, Steve-O! And gives me a big hug, and I'm like, hey, you look so familiar. And I was just blanking, because I was thinking, we're at Freedom Fest, maybe this is a listener, maybe this is somebody I met at
right.
a remote somewhere.
Are you in
I'm
a
thinking,
band?
Radio, and then he goes, he's like smiling, remember me? And I'm like, no.
At least you were honest.
Yeah. Because I didn't want to be like...
Because you did remember, but not
yeah.
really.
And then I realized, oh, of course, it was from a video shoot that we did for U-Rock, for the TV show.
Oh.
And it was completely out of place. And so, yeah.
That's when you have to get really good at putting things together. Like,
yeah.
Hey, remember I met you? Like, for rock stars. Hey, I remember I met you at that one show. We did this. He's like, oh, yeah, Brian, totally. Yeah, Brian.
I can't fake it. I'm the worst. So if somebody's like, hey, man, remember me? No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then they walk away crying. And then I feel really bad.
I don't think they'll cry. It's okay.
Embarrassing, dude.
It's
okay.
The worst. You
top 10 most common embarrassing things. Forgetting someone's name when you introduce them. Number 2, tripping in public. Number 3, getting someone's name wrong.
Ugh.
Which I think is just as embarrassing as number 1. Number 4, getting food stains or splashes on your shirt.
Well, I think I've just gotten over that.
Yeah, me too.
Like, oh, mustard on my shirt again.
Number 5, waving at someone and they don't see it. No.
I just do this.
I think.
Just keep waving.
Oh, that's number 7, so I will get to this one. Number 6, having food stuck in your teeth.
Oh, man, if no one tells me that, I just assume everyone around me is a terrible friend.
Number 7, this just happened to me at SoPo, and I hate
just like
this feeling.
This morning?
Just happened like last week.
Oh, okay.
Where I was walking towards SoPo, and someone's walking out, and they do the wave, and I'm like, hey! I've never seen this person before in my life. Hey! And then they kind of give me an odd look, and I look behind me, and their friend is walking up behind me. And I'm like, dang it!
That's why you
just totally waved at some stranger.
You were obvious about it. You can't be like, hey! You have to just, there's like... hand, just flip the hand.
I owned it. I totally owned it and walked up. I was like, I was wondering why you were waving at me because I don't know you. I was totally serious. But I don't want to feel, because there are times where people are like, Steve-O, you know, and I'm like, hey, you guy I've never met before.
You know what I look like. Cool.
So I was just waving back because I'm like, oh, hey, he must be a fan. Oh, he's waving at his friend. I'm a jerk. Okay. Hey, sorry. I hate that.
And it happens most often at church.
Oh, yeah.
Most often. Yeah. I mean,
that's because you're in, like, this crowd of people.
Yeah.
One person's waving.
Like, hey. And you're like, hey. Oh,
not me.
And then you mess with your hair or something.
Yeah. Or you pretend like you're doing stretches. Sorry, I was just, hey, this is the song I was singing. Hey, doing the stretches.
You go into lunches as you're walking away.
Number 8 on the list, being late.
Being late if you're, like, meeting someone for coffee or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's embarrassing. That happened to me once where I was, like, 20 minutes late. I'm like, I'm sorry, this never happens.
Yeah.
And it was awful.
Number 9, forgetting where you parked. We have the alarm on our car now.
Must be nice.
Yeah, so it's not as hard for us because we were in Denver. When we were in Denver, it was after the, like, Dodger game, and I'm like, oh, there's a lot of cars. Do you remember the row we parked in? I don't remember. It was like Rocky's parking. You know what I mean? It was like, dude, there's a lot of people at this game. So we were out in the parking lot for like 5 minutes, just like, come on, get in range.
Yeah.
Get in range. And then we're like, oh, thank you. Happened like 2 nights in a row at the Dodger game and then at Mumford.
So
same
funny.
Thing, Red Rocks. Because it's like, why are there so many people here?
Yeah,
so
that's
so many cars.
The worst. The only time that I really wish we had a alarm on the car I was driving in at the time was when I was in Midland, Texas.
Ooh.
And we went to a concert. It was like Freedom Fest, but it was called Rock the Desert. So a bunch of bands everywhere.
Right.
And I remember Cutlass was going on stage and they're like, bring on the rain. And then literally like it dumped. And by the time we found our car, I'm not joking, it was all dirt. We were probably 2 feet deep in mud.
No
and
way.
And so not only are we muddy, we're soaked. And I'm like, why don't you have an alarm?
2 feet deep is
this
deep.
It was up to here.
It was like that scene in Neverending Story
with
the
awful.
Horse.
It was awful. It was like up to here.
No, you were not in the swamp of sadness.
And then driving through that, naughty. Oh my gosh.
2 feet. There's no way it was two feet deep.
Awful.
2 feet.
Okay, maybe
your
half,
car wouldn't
maybe
go anywhere.
Foot.
Maybe like 4 inches, I can understand.
Okay, there was mud up to here. So.
Whatever. No, Artex. Fight the sadness,
it
Artex.
Was awful.
There's
it was
two
awful.
Feet of mud. Wow.
It was awful.
I thought I exaggerated. That is the biggest over-exaggeration
okay,
I've ever
you weren't
in my life.
There. You don't know.
Like, my shoes were getting stuck because it was at least an inch deep
and
of mud.
The car never smelled the same after that.
Wow. Speaking of, number 10. Number 10 is actually burping accidentally.
Oh, dude, what about the other one?
Yeah, exactly. That's the one to me that's embarrassing. When you're laughing so hard, you... Oh, sorry. I was laughing. I just pootered. My bad.
It's
my
disgusting.
Bad. Steve-er.
Hey.
Hey, man.
I had a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does being late and not knowing where you parked trump wardrobe malfunction?
Yeah.
Right?
Dude, good question. Good question. That's not even on the list of top 10 ways you embarrass yourself.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. Hey, bro. You might
XYZ.
Wanna... Yeah. Yeah. Static.
So I just turned on the radio and I listened to poor Mitch running into a pole.
Oh, that was awful.
Not
so that, two things that I would like to share. My poor wife works at UNM as a nurse, and they have the glass doors in the patient's room.
Oh.
She got a little queasy with the patient, turned around, and smacked right into the glass door.
She pulled a Justin Bieber. Justin
Bieber. She did it twice.
Oh, gosh.
And then you guys said tripping in public.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing worse than being a police officer and tripping in public because you know everybody's looking at you as it is. And it's just a little crack in the sidewalk. I did that last week.
You should do a tuck and roll and pretend like you were doing like a special move or something.
Like 21 Jump Street.
Yes.
And then pull out your gun and just hold it in the air.
Yes, dude. I'm telling you. If you just turn it into like a little routine, they'd be like, dude, that cop is bad, man.
And then start running down the street.
Yeah. He's a bad dude. Yeah.
You guys have a good day.
You too.
You too.
All right. 505-338-3700. Can I just say, wow, what a family. I commend him. He's like, my wife, who's a nurse at a hospital and helps people regularly. Did I mention I'm a police officer? He's like, Dang, man.
Oh.
That's cool.
Cool.
You guys are servants.
I'm just going to stop talking.
Yeah. Yeah. According to a new survey, the average person feels embarrassed 4 times a day. Most common thing that embarrasses us, forgetting someone's name when you're introducing them. That's why you just don't introduce anybody. Just be that rude person.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I'm definitely that person.
Top 10 ways you embarrass yourself. Forgetting someone's name, tripping in public, getting someone's name wrong, getting food stains or splashes on your shirt, waving at someone and they don't see it, having food stuck in your teeth. Number 7, thinking someone's waving at you when they're not. Number 8, being late. Number 9, forgetting where you parked. And number 10, burping accidentally. You know what drives, I always feel embarrassed? When there's like, you at like a dinner or somewhere with your friends, you're all hanging out and there's like multiple people there. And my wife and I feel compelled. Like, we're, you know, we are one.
Yes.
So we help each other in these situations. And so it makes me feel better. But I hate when I'm like mid-story, da 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 da, and I'm telling a story, blah, 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 blah. And then the person I'm telling the story to then like turns.
Does this.
Oh, seriously. And starts talking to somebody else. And then my wife's like, uh-huh. You know, like, because she's the only one still listening. I'm like, I'll finish the story for you. I was mid-story. Why would they stop listening to me?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Okay, that doesn't happen that often to me at dinner, but in crowds, like, again, we'll go back to, like Freedom Fest or something, or you're going to a big event, and everyone's hanging out, and you're standing in a group of 3 people, and all of a sudden, the person you're talking to turns away and joins another group.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, 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 whoa.
There should be like a law where you get to smack that person and say, I wasn't finished.
It just has to make your stories that much more interesting.
Yeah.
Or you have to be cooler.
Apparently. Apparently. Because then I always feel bad, but then you always look over and my wife's standing there going, uh-huh. I'm like,
never mind.
Thank you. I'll finish the story for you, even though you know this one. Even though you were there.
For this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes me
That's so
crazy.
Nice.
That's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing, yeah.
Because you're like, oh, apparently my story was just not good enough for you. So, okay.
Yeah. And have you ever done like the fadeaway where you just kind of stop talking?
Yes.
And no one notices?
You just start slowly backing up.
Bowing, head down.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Embarrassing moments. Apparently, they happen at least 4 times a day. So, what is your most embarrassed moment?
Jed says, the first time I talked to a girl I liked, and her friends were laughing, and I'm like, okay, then see you later in class. Then my friend told me, dude, your zipper's down.
Oh.
The worst. Everyone's laughing because your zipper's down.
Every time I hear one of those stories, I'm automatically checking. Okay, good. Okay, we're good. We're good. Okay.
Yeah, there's a trick to the zipper. You have to fold the little...
I can't do that because it hurts my thumb. Because then you have to, like... You know.
No.
My poor son, yesterday he had a big old fever.
Yeah.
Because he had like a little like stomach bug type thing. So he kept having to go to like run to the bathroom, poor little dude.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
That's the worst.
You can't have like the crazy contraption zipper in those situations. You know
what
I mean?
That's very
true. Yeah. No. Can't do it.
Not in those situations.
Yeah.
Ando says, I think I'm embarrassed 4 times a year. I'm not easily embarrassed at all. It's a gift and a curse. He says, but when I do get embarrassed, I go big.
Yeah.
Making up for all those times he's not embarrassed.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Phoebe says, I call the people out that stop listening to my story. If I have to feel embarrassed, they must feel embarrassed.
Yeah.
Awkward, yes, but they don't do it again.
Dude, I just need to start doing that. Seriously.
Then it turns into, no, he makes us listen to his stories. Let's not go to dinner with them.
Who cares? I would rather not hang out with anybody else but my wife than have a room full of people who just listen to half a story.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? You get out!
On the other hand, I get embarrassed when I'll start talking. I'll tell a story for a few people that are around me, and the entire table goes silent.
Oh, and they're like,
oh,
now you're all listening. Oh, I should start over because this story is really good from the beginning. So what I was talking about to catch everyone
preface.
Up. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
I hate
that. Which is weird because isn't that like part of the reason why when you're at a dinner party or something, you're telling a story? It's because like, I have the attention. Attention's on me. And then all of a sudden you actually get attention.
But
it's
then
like,
you get really stressed out because no one else is talking. Right. There's no music playing. What's going on?
Yeah. Everything stops.
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number. New survey found the average person feels embarrassed 4 times a day. We got a list of the top 10 ways people feel embarrassed. Number one, most common way, forgetting someone's name when you're introducing them. Number two, tripping in public. Number three, getting someone's name wrong.
Yeah.
I do that regularly.
See,
I'm the worst.
I don't think this list is accurate in places.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's things that are way more embarrassing.
No, I agree. Like, fly down? Crazy embarrassing, not even on the list.
Yeah, I don't understand, because that's awful.
Number four, getting food stains on your shirt.
Yeah.
Waving at someone and they don't see it. Having food stuck in your teeth. Number seven, thinking someone's waving at you when they're not. Number eight, being late. Number nine, forgetting where you parked. Number 10, burping accidentally. It's funny, I was watching the Republican National Convention, and Condi was on, Condoleezza Rice, and the whole time I just kept going, dude!
Oh, yeah, because on her teeth.
Dude! Mm-hmm. She had like wicked lipstick on her teeth.
That's
the
worst.
And I just felt bad the whole time. Like, dude, do this. Condi, do this, bro.
Isn't that where, like, her publicist and everything come into place? And I'm like, hey.
Psst, yeah, do this. But do you do that? I mean, the world is watching you.
Yeah, the person that's right under you.
You're in the middle
of
your speech.
The person that's, like, taking. Oh, yeah, you can't really.
You're in the middle of a speech. Everyone's watching you. You can't just, like, go, hold on. On national television.
It's very true.
So I guess at that point, she just owned it.
Yeah, you have
owned
to.
Owned it.
It's kind of like, okay, this is not, you're not going to get this.
No,
but when you're watching like a choreographed dance and something goes
wrong.
Which
I do regularly.
I know.
I mean.
When something goes wrong, like say their hat falls off, they can't pick it up and get it because it's not in the choreography.
Right.
So there you go. That was not in her choreography.
I did see that happen once.
Did you?
Yes.
I'm so proud.
Myself and Joey Belleville, dear friend JoJo, we were hosting a fashion show. We like emceed it. And during one of the routine thingies that they do, the dude's like head came off.
Whoa. Oh, okay.
So, it's not costume.
It's not in the choreography for him to put that.
No. But he still did. And like kind of made it like improv and made it funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good job, Johnny B.
That was messed up.
What? He did a good job. I was just telling him that. Okay. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got a culture shock from Death Cab for Cutie. Also some I Am We and more of your conversations. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Carol Hood. Afraid. Oh, kicking off your 7 o'clock hour.
I'm afraid.
You should be afraid.
Of you.
Yeah.
Put this right here. For you.
I put a trash can right there. You're not feeling well, and I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of so many things right now. You okay?
So yesterday, my son had, like, this crazy stomach bug.
Mm-hmm.
Ah! That's how I'm feeling this morning. The good news is I have nothing left in my body to expel.
Gross.
The bad news is you're stuck in a cardboard box of a studio.
Yeah.
Closet-sized room with me.
Until 10. Oh, gosh.
Don't forget, this morning is cover to cover. So coming up at 9, actually, we'll be playing a record cover to cover, front to back, in its entirety.
Requests.
Excited about that.
Yes, get your requests. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Have a few of them already.
Okay.
But we're still taking requests.
Yes.
We have no idea what we're going to play. So.
Yeah. We got an email in this morning.
Yes, we did.
From Sean, who said, hey, can you guys talk about the static vote on the show? Yes.
Why, yes, we can.
If you visit our website, mystaticradio.com, you will notice Static Decision 2012. Early voting is going on right now. And I'm very excited to announce the next big Static Radio fundraiser coming up this October. October 11th through the 13th, we're going to be doing, you know, kind of like the Static 500. Static Decision 2012, give us your vote.
With money.
That's right. Static Radio needs your help. We are a listener-supported station, and without your vote, without your cash, we may not make it through the next election year.
That's right, Mr. President.
So, I'm telling you now, if you love Static Radio, you need to give.
Very true.
If you love it, you should support it, because I love doing what I do.
I do too.
Yeah, and I would love to continue doing that for the next, forget 4 years, the next year. So, Static Decision 2012, it kicks off October 11th. It's our 3-day fundraiser. Make sure you tune in. It's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
I'm really excited. We're going to have a lot of fun people.
The cool thing is, if you scroll to the very top, votes received, we're actually going to be able to tally that now. And so early voting, you can vote now. We have a goal of $50,000 that we need to raise. And so please contribute.
Yes.
Vote for Static Radio, because there's a lot of other, you know, options out there.
Yeah.
Not all of them are going to be as,
but
you know,
I feel like I'm biased when I say this, but also I've been to other states. I've listened to other radio stations.
Right.
And there's really no other station like Static Radio. Like we bring the truth.
Right.
And we also play good music.
We shout the truth.
We shout the truth.
That's right. So if you enjoy Static Radio, we are a listener supported station and we need your help because I'd love to keep going.
me too. And
true story.
And we also would covet your prayers.
Absolutely. You can pray for us, please. Financially support us. Get the word out is another way you could support us. Mm-hmm. Get the word out and let people know, hey, this is what Static is doing. It's coming up October 11th through the 13th. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday this year, actually.
I'm excited.
We're going to be here all day on a Saturday.
Saturday.
I know. So get prepared. Static Decision 2012. And, ooh, look at that. You're going to post that to Facebook.
Yes.
So get going. Early voting kicked off this morning. No votes as of yet, but as I said, it literally just got
started.
Going. So Static Decision 2012, and make sure you make your vote count.
And we won't have to be like Florida and recount 1,000 times.
There you go. Vote early. Vote often. We encourage you.
Yeah.
By this election. All right?
Look at you.
I'd really like Static Radio to win.
And you don't have to be 18 or older.
You don't. You just have to have cash.
It's
like other elections. Just, you know, we're honest about it. Let's be honest. You can buy this election. Why not?
Yeah.
So there it is. Static Decision 2012 kicking off this morning with early voting. You can check out all the details at mystaticradio.com/decision2012. Or, of course, check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Details there as well. Got the daylights for you now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. In searching for a couple. Seabird rocks into rivers right here on Static Radio. I guess I could turn my mic up. You know.
Whatevs.
Stuff like that.
Whatevs.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
I'm going to open this right now. Oh, it didn't explode like I thought it was going
to. That's good.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Welcome to Static Radio. And, yeah.
We're just hanging out because I'm afraid for you. You just down like 3 packets of
crackers.
Uh-huh. And you're drinking ginger ale, which is good for your stomach. But I'm afraid that it's also going to backfire.
Why would it backfire? This is the brat list.
No, it's not. There's not ginger ale on the brat list.
Yeah, there is.
Brat.
But wait, what is it? Bananas?
Rice.
Applesauce.
And toast.
Oh.
And I guess
I thought it was tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce. Oh, yeah. The brats. That makes the S.
No. Because applesauce is just A. It's not brast.
Oh, embarrassing.
So, according to a survey, the average person feels embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed for
four
you.
4 times a day.
And you're on number 2.
Most common thing that embarrasses us is forgetting someone's name when you're introducing them. Or saying something that sounds hilarious in your brain only to realize it sounds really close to a body part. And it's not that funny.
It's funny because
you know when you get embarrassed and your everything like starts to get warm.
Oh, that's
like,
yeah.
face is warm and everything's just warm.
Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe you.
So, apparently we walk around all day humiliated. It's happened twice to me already this morning.
What did you say earlier but, that you're like,
300. Visually. Visually, what did I say? It's like a visually incredible movie or something.
Visually appealing.
Something like that.
I'm like, yeah, except for all the parts you have to fast forward through. 300. That's not the movie to tell people is visually appealing.
I was talking about Zack Snyder, the director, because Superman, New Man of Steel movie.
That's where we were going to talk about.
He's the director, and so the visuals is very...
It looked cool.
Yes, dude. Oh, it was visually... Whatever.
Except for all the parts that
Except
you had
for
to
dudes in loincloths.
had to fast forward through.
Yes. So wow, you're just not gonna let me live down my embarrassing moments today, are you?
Well, you're talking about it. Why would I?
Yeah. According to a new survey, average person feels embarrassed 4 times a day. That's 1,460 times a year that we are humiliated. Here are the top 10 ways we get humiliated. Number 1, forgetting someone's name when you introduce them. Number 2, tripping in public. Number 3, getting someone's name wrong. Number 4, getting food stains or splashes on your shirt. Number 5, waving at someone and they don't see it. Number 6, having food stuck in your teeth. Number 7, thinking someone's waving at you when they're not. That is one of my least favorite things in the world.
It's awful.
Number 8, being late. I don't understand that.
You know,
I guess. If you're a punctual person, you really care.
I guess. No, even at that point, I just apologize and get over it.
Yeah. Number 9, forgetting where you parked. Number 10, burping accidentally, which I feel like there are a few more that could be way more embarrassing. But
flagellants.
Yes. Accidental.
Yes.
Especially when you're like laughing or something and it just kind of squeezes out.
That's the worst.
You didn't mean to. And then you're like, oh, and then you're really laughing. But mostly because you're embarrassed.
Mostly because you're actually crying on
Zipper
the inside.
Zipper down.
Oh, that's the worst.
How are these not on the top 10 list?
I don't know.
Static.
I think the most embarrassing thing is forgetting your girlfriend's name when you're introducing her.
Stop it.
You have not done that.
I've done that, yeah.
Oh! And the relationship probably ended quickly thereafter.
Yeah, she was mean. She was mean to begin with.
Okay, there you go.
Maybe
yeah, I guess if they're not that memorable, then you probably shouldn't be in that kind of relationship with her. Unbelievable.
It was to all my church buddies, too, so it was pretty bad.
Oh, gosh.
Dude. Yeah.
That's when you say, hey, guys, this is my girlfriend. Honey, this is so blah, 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 blah. And then she'll reach out and shake their hand and say, hi, I'm...
So-and-so.
Yeah. You're like, oh,
and
yeah,
you'd be like,
right.
Oh, right. That's, yes. Nicole, of course. Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, man. Bye.
All right, later.
I guess that helps out whenever, like, the relationship's over and he's like, yeah, I can't even remember her name.
Yeah, exactly. Made it easy for that to end.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio, if you'd like to comment. On ways you are embarrassed, ways you get embarrassed, most embarrassing moments. Also, if you'd like to comment on the fact that today is Monday and cover to cover.
Yes.
We play a record in its entirety.
We do. We have a few.
Okay.
Thebes.
Alice Cooper. Welcome to my nightmare.
Isn't he a Christian?
Yes. Yes. And no. No. And no. Yeah.
Yes,
dude, Emery,
no.
Owl City, some Devil Wears Prada. We got some good comments so far.
We do.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you would like to chime in, let us know what you want to hear cover to cover this morning. Also, most embarrassing moments. According to a new survey, we're embarrassed at least 4 times a day. So I'm sure there's plenty of stories out there.
I think what embarrasses me the most, and there's a lot more opportunity for it to happen, is when I'm trying to say words that... shouldn't go together, but I accidentally make them one, and then it ends up being like a curse word or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I didn't. Moving on.
Yeah. I've done that 3 times today. So 505-338-3700, the phone number. Yeah.
The worst time I remember that happening is when I was working at the S-Bucks drive-thru.
Yeah.
And I said, good evening. And I started saying everything, and then it just came out. I was like, and that wasn't supposed to happen, so let me start over. And I just ended up kept making jokes with them, like, can you reverse and then drive through again?
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Static.
Hey, how about farting in front of a whole bunch of girls by accident?
Oh, dude. Yes. Or when you're in your office and you're like, I've been alone all morning in my office with the door closed. I'm just going to go ahead and let this one out right now because no one's here. And then 7 seconds later, Mitch comes in. Hey, we need a... Oh! Oh!
Okay, I have impeccable timing.
You
yes.
do! Regularly happens. You are Celeste. And then I'm like, I'm really sorry. I've been alone for 3 hours. You chose this moment. Thanks for the call, man.
Hey, could you guys play some Emberlin, the Feel Good Drag?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks,
all right, man. All right.
When back in the day, like, a year ago.
At least 2 months ago.
No, the old man, he would all the time.
Yeah.
And I came back, and he was like, why do you always come back here when I let one out?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was apparently every single time.
So embarrassing. Well, what are you supposed to do? Because you can't walk outside, like, so obvious, like, hey, guys, I'll be right back. And then you walk outside, and everybody can see you through the windows, and you just stand there. And then you walk right back in, you're like, cool, okay, had to, sorry, just go ahead.
Ew, stop what you're doing.
Static.
Hey, good morning, guys. What about when you got in? What if you have like a little piece of booger like right on the end of your nose?
Man.
No one tells
and
you.
And there's people, you know, that are trying to wipe their nose, you know, trying to get in, and you keep thinking, well, geez, do they have something? And you go and you look in the mirror, and there's this little hanging piece of booger right there.
That's awful.
That is the worst.
It's good that you're picking up on that because you have to take your cues from other people. If they're not going to tell you, then if they're wiping their nose, it's chances are because there's something on your nose. Yeah.
That's right.
So.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, you guys have a blessed day.
Hey, you too.
All right, you too, man. See, what's even worse is when nobody tells you and then later you go to the bathroom or you're like getting in your car to leave and you look in the rear view and you're like,
yeah.
I had a big old bug in my nose and nobody said anything. I get mad. Like, if I do that to you regularly, though. Like, if we got to go out somewhere for, like, a public appearance or, like, or we're doing a sticker shop or we're, like, we're going to be at the state fair for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure every day I'm going to be like, how's my nose?
Ew, gross.
How's my
nose? I'll bring a mirror.
How's my teeth?
Nope.
How's my teeth? Dude, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Be forewarned.
I'm just going to bring a mirror.
Static.
Hey, this is Sunny.
Hi, Sunny.
Good morning.
What's really embarrassing is I ran up to someone. Mario, how are you, Mario? And I gave him a huge hug. It wasn't Mario.
No.
Luckily, the gentleman was very polite about it, and I just said, oh, I thought you were someone else.
Man,
that's
nicely done.
But anyway, that was embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
It's always the worst being the person that is being hugged, and you're like, I don't know who this is. That's not my name.
That happened to you?
Yeah.
That is so awkward.
Not recently. It was in high school, and it was from high school. And I didn't know this person either, and I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not. They're like, oh, it's so weird. I thought you were someone else.
Wow.
Like, I guess my hair was the same as theirs.
No, I've never, ever had that.
It was weird.
Static.
Hey, Shiva.
Hey, Sterling.
Hey, I have a cover-to-cover idea.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. TFK, the Set It Off album.
Wow, Set It Off. I haven't heard that in a very, very long time.
It's your best one.
You know what? You're probably right on that one.
Yeah.
You probably are. So, all right, man. Great suggestion.
All right, thanks.
All right, cover to cover coming up at 9 o'clock. You can get your suggestions in Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Jillian says, one time I was laughing so hard, I peed all over my friend's floor.
What?
Yeah. Awkward.
No. It's like a puppy. Humans don't do that.
Okay, yes, they do. Don't you remember? Okay, I've never done this.
Okay, I'm like, wait. Back this conversation up.
I was in a play. It was my senior year. And, you know, the last night is usually the night where people just go crazy. Lots of improv, lots of doing whatever you want. And something was happening that was so funny that one of the people on stage just was laughing so hard. They couldn't control it, and they just let go.
No!
On stage.
I have never seen that.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Unbelievable. Jillian, bro, so sorry. Next time, if you're going to be hanging out at a friend's house like that, pool party.
Yeah.
That way.
At least it just makes you're going to pool.
That way, nobody knows. Static.
Hey, I got like three, I guess. Embarrassing.
Oh, God.
All
right.
All of which happened to me or a friend.
All right.
First, I'm going to talk about my cousin, because he's probably not listening right now. yeah, I think he was 10, and I think he was running around, like, public place, fair, or, like, the grocery store or something like that. And he, like, ran up behind his dad and gave him a backward, like, neck choke hold thing. And it ended up being some total random stranger.
Oh, man.
He's, like, holding on to him for, like, 5 seconds. And
kid.
Then there was another one. Let's see. I was carrying on a conversation with a stranger at the airport, and it was going pretty well. I was like, "Hey, bud, how's it going?" I was like, "Hey." And he was like, "Hey, how's the family?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm pretty good." And he's like, "How's Martha?" And I was like, "I don't know anybody named Martha." So. And then he like looked at me really weird, and it turned out he was on his Bluetooth.
He was on his what?
He was on his Bluetooth. Oh. I hate those things. Those are the worst.
So yeah, finally, just recently, a couple weeks ago, my brother and I were going to score one of those ice cream cones at a fast food joint. And so we went through the drive-thru, came around, and parked in front of the play place. And I commented, it would be kind of funny if like some random kid was watching us or something. And we looked like a couple of creepers. And so right then, this little girl walked by a window and looked at us really weird. And I was like, oh, no. this is probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, gosh.
All of roughly middle-aged guys eating ice cream, watching kids on the playground without, you know, being there for anything. So. Yeah, pretty embarrassing moment for you.
Nicely done, man. All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
That's like the silently embarrassing moment when you're like, I have to leave.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. A new survey found the average person feels embarrassed 4 times a day. Most common thing that embarrasses us, apparently, according to the survey, is forgetting someone's name when you introduce them. So we're talking embarrassing stories. 505-338-3700. Static.
Morning.
Good morning.
I was working at the mall, and of course Burger King was there at the mall, and I was thinking, oh, wouldn't it be a great joke, walk in and order a quarter pounder as I was walking there and get it to the counter, wasn't doing it as a joke, and then ordered a quarter pounder, and the guy looked at me and was like, we don't have those.
Nice. Nicely done.
Oh, saying things you
wah,
don't.
Wah, wah,
yeah.
505-338-3700. Poor dude. Yeah. Going to take a quick break. We've got some Amberlin. In fact, we're going to do a twofer because we were already going to play Someone, Anyone. And then we got a request in for some feel-good drag. Final call before the break. Static.
Hey, I was going to do one of those embarrassing stories.
Yeah.
I actually ended up, I was talking to this girl that I liked one time in my friend's driveway. And I was sitting with my knees up and she was laying down in front of me.
Oh, no.
And right whenever I was talking to her, I ended up farting. And it was the worst thing ever. It was seriously like the worst thing. And she played it off really cool. Like she just started laughing. And then we ended up getting up. And I don't know. It was really awkward.
Nice. Nicely done. Dude, I have been there. I was on the basketball court playing basketball with this girl. It was 7th grade. This is how embarrassing stories, embarrassing moments stay with you. We were playing one-on-one basketball, and I really liked this girl, and I went up for a layup and totally let one out. And
oh, no,
for the rest of the school year, she called me Hot Air Jordan. Needless
that's
to say,
awful.
We never went out or anything.
Yeah. Oh, that's so
oh,
funny.
Man, that's terrible.
Hot Air Jordan. Yeah.
She's really witty.
So it happens to the best of us, my friend.
All right, it happens man. To you the best of us.
You too. You all too. Right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Yeah.
She's
true story.
She's witty.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
Hot Air Jordan. I'll never forget that. 7th grade. Yeah. Gotta take a quick break. Coming right back. A twofer. from Amberlin. We got Feel Good Drag and their brand newest of newest, Someone Anyone, right around the corner. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Kids Sink or Swim right here on Static Radio. Good morning. Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour.
Good morning.
I'm sorry here.
There's an accident at Alameda Boulevard at Jefferson, as well as another accident at Los Volcanes. I can't say these.
Los Volcanes
at Unser.
Or Unser. Unser. You know.
More road construction, left lane closed. Unser at McMahon or McMahon, whichever one you want to say. I prefer McMahon.
Yes.
And more construction work, Manal between Wyoming and Eubank, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. I love those guys. And big thanks to them for the crackers and ginger ale this morning.
Feeling better?
For my tummy.
Feeling okay?
I guess. I don't know.
No. Sorry.
I'm decently okay.
What would need to happen to make you feel better?
Not this.
What?
I'm reading this story and I'm kind of freaking out. NBC News reports... there's a new therapy.
Oh, good.
You know, spa treatments and relaxation techniques and all these new therapies and all this. I've only ever been to a quote-unquote spa, like, once.
Oh, they're so nice.
And
kind of. Okay, I like spas, but it took me a few minutes to get used to the really ambient music.
Yeah, and...
oh, this isn't a joke.
My mom once got me a massage.
Oh, okay.
And so I did that once. But it was, like, awkward. Like, you're in your underwear, and there's a stranger, like...
you're lucky if you get to stay in your underwear.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, I was like, strip down to your comfort level. I'm like, I'm pretty comfortable in these jeans.
Right now.
Like, this jeans and t-shirt is pretty good.
Here's your robe. You're like, oh, you're giving me a robe?
Yeah, dude. It was, like, odd, and then, like, Inya comes on, and there's candles, and I'm like, I'm so married that this is weird.
Yeah, I had one right before I got married, and the woman just talked to me about...
oh, but it was a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's cool. That's not weird for you.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that weird, except for, like, she just kept talking to me about my astrological sign. And so I'm like, she's like, oh, you're an Aquarius. And your husband, he's a Taurus. You're going to have a lot to face. And like, oh, gosh, it's so weird.
Stop it.
He's going
to
be very stubborn.
Talk to me. What was weird is you get there and there was like four of them like standing there just smiling. And it was like, choose wisely. I had to like pick my masseuse person. And it was like a couple dudes like, and a couple ladies. And I'm like, well, you guys are out.
So you'd rather have...
than you two. It's weird.
Yeah, no guy.
Let's see. Which person do I want touching my body? Can I pick none? I'm sorry. Why am I here? It was really weird for me. Everybody was like, it's so relaxing. And I'm like, no, it was awkward.
They didn't assign someone to you.
In my underwear with a stranger... it was, I don't know, Inya's playing. I had a hard time with it.
It's so funny.
Can you tell? So, a new spa opened up, and it's the first of its kind, and I just, as if it's not awkward enough, it's a Spanish spa. The owner claims it's the world's first tickle spa.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah. Much like any other day spa, the treatment takes place in a darkened room. There's Inya, or some sort of... soothing music playing.
Yeah.
And a hint of incense in the air, which I would just choke on.
Yeah.
Client obviously disrobes, puts on a little freaky panty thing or underwear thing for dudes, face down on a table. Then the tickling begins. It's first fingertips, then a feather. Craziness to me.
That's so weird.
It's a tickle spa.
Yeah, I don't understand how that would make me relaxed at all.
Yeah, because I get like feisty, like, don't touch me! I hate being tickled. I hate it. It is my least favorite thing in the universe. So somebody holds me down, starts tickling me, I just go back to third grade or something and I want to fight people.
Yeah.
There's no way this is like a spa for me. Static.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello. It's Joe.
Hey, Joe. Calling from
your
helicopter.
Oh. I need to, I want to report an accident.
Oh, okay.
It's on Unser and Blue Water.
Unser and Blue Water.
Yes.
Thank you for that traffic report.
All right.
All right, man.
Have a good one.
All right, you too. Our eye in the sky, Joe.
Is he really
from
in the sky?
From his helicopter, sounded like it.
Yeah.
So, Blue Water and Unser, everybody be careful. Traffic accident over that way.
Yes.
Speaking of accidents, talking about a tickle spa.
It's a big accident.
Yes, man. It's an accident waiting to happen. Because 30 minutes of being tickled, somebody's going to pee.
Let's be honest. Someone's going to pee.
30 minutes of being tickled.
Talk about embarrassing. They're going to pee. They're going to like loose in every way.
Normal. It's like $40 for a 30-minute session. An hour, like $60. For an hour session of being tickled.
Oh, no. I can get my some kids to tickle me.
Oh, no, man. The idea flummoxes neuroscientist Robert Provine, who said tickling someone is going to be arousing, not relaxing. He says it gets your heart rate up, your blood pressure goes up. In fact, massage therapists in training specifically learn how to not tickle their clients.
Yeah.
So it's the exact opposite. I don't know, man. Static.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Chilling.
I just had wanted to tell you something. I was watching the news this morning. This is totally off topic. They have a new exercise method for young girls. It's a stripper pole.
Oh gosh!
What?
Yeah, they're selling them.
Where did you see this
on the news?
On Channel 7 News this morning.
Wow. Wow.
They have instructors and everything.
I don't know what to say about that.
I know.
That
I'm like,
awful.
I don't even know how to respond. I don't know what you want me to say.
And,
it's so awkward.
Sounds terrible. Don't buy that.
In Russia, they actually have competition.
Oh, it's in Russia. Oh, that's cool.
I'm just kidding.
I'm totally joking. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, man.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Sounds about as awkward as the tickle spa.
I would say in that light,
yeah.
Tickle spa is not nearly as bad.
It's just so weird to me. I don't know. This Dr. Provine, author of a book called Laughter and Investigation, he says it includes an entire chapter focusing on tickling, says the odd thing about it is that you're involving strangers in what's really a social process. If you consider who you tickle and who tickles you, they're all people you know, and strangers should not be a part of that.
Yeah, no.
So would you ever go to a tickle spa?
No.
Like, what if you won like a gift certificate or someone like as a present was like, hey, man, 30-minute tickle massage.
I'd hope it expires really soon. So I'd be like, yeah, I just didn't get around to it. Didn't have time.
Dude. I don't know, man.
That sounds awful.
On the flip side of this, the guy who opened the spa says, you know, it's a method that mothers use to tickle the baby, and it brings joy, and it brings relaxation,
yeah,
and it brings comfort.
It's the baby's mother.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird to me. A tickle spa. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Oh, no.
Oh, that was representative from AT&T right there. So, call us back, 505-338-3700, the phone number, or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Brand new therapy out there, tickle therapy. Which, I don't know. Ooh.
Oh, ooh. Gosh.
This is a true story here. Static.
Hey, Steve-O,
it's Janae. Hey!
Okay, this is going to be completely random and weird, but I always have told Nathan that I wanted a machine that could tickle me.
Why? So,
because it feels so soothing. Sometimes the massage is just too rough on the muscles.
Wow.
And if you get like a head tickle, oh, it's perfect. Like someone plays with your hair. Although I was more comfortable with the thought of a machine,
right,
you know, like a robot, than an actual tickle massage.
An actual human just like holding you down and like going for your armpit or something. You're like, what is happening?
Oh no, that's torture.
Yeah,
like
that's
you know,
exactly
the massage tickle. But
okay.
A person doing it is a little weird. I would have to have my husband only.
There you go. Know? There you go.
So weird. All right. Oh, hold on 1 minute.
Uh-oh. No, but. Seriously, my wife has literally always said, she's like, whenever she gets a massage, she said, I wish they would just tickle me. I wish that I could just pay them to tickle me.
There you go. It's so weird to me.
It's so weird.
No, I completely agree. It's a nice thought, but then when you have like, you know, you got mid-40s guy, a little bit overweight with his mustache, and he's like, hey, let me tickle you. That is really weird.
Yeah, but it's weird for dudes in general. Like, Nate, have you ever gone out and gotten like a massage done?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a dude masseuse?
Yes.
Oh, no.
How did
actually,
that...
no, it was really strange for the mall hunt. This past year, I dressed up as this really creepy, strange trucker guy. I had a mullet. I had, like, a mustache. I had a trucker hat, cowboy boots. And I got an hour and a half massage at Panda Break Massage Parlor in the mall by this small Oriental man. And it was so strange.
Rugs are Oriental. People are Asian.
Okay. That's fine.
Ramen noodles, Oriental.
Yes. Human beings, Asian.
So, but I was dressed up like this creepiest guy. And because it was the mall and people had to get my signature in order to get me for their teams. And so they kept coming into the massage parlor, getting my massage. And so what ended up happening is these little Asian ladies started bringing me a paper and saying, will you sign one for me? Because they thought I was a celebrity. They're like, so what movie are you in? And I was like, oh, I'm not in a movie. And they're like, no, really, who are you? And they really thought I was a celebrity.
That's
I don't know what
hilarious.
Kind of celebrity I was. I was a very strange, creepy guy. Like,
you were
like
on
Billy
My Name
Bob
is
Thornton
Earl.
Or something.
There you go.
Dude.
Oh,
it was
man.
Creepy.
All right,
but, Isaacs,
we love you guys.
All right, love you guys.
All right. I don't know, man.
That was funny.
See, I get what Janae's saying, though. Like, my little one, Luke, mm-hmm. he's constantly, yesterday, he wasn't feeling well, but he'll just kick his legs across Chrissy and pull his, like, pull his pants up, or he'll, like, pull his shirt up and lay across her
and
with,
so
like, his
just...
back, so she'll just, like, tickle his back.
Yeah.
But to me, that's not tickling, that's rubbing.
Yeah.
It's like, you're rubbing my back.
Mm-hmm.
Tickling to me is just, like, fingertips on the ribs and underarms and holding people down. And
maybe,
like,
those are for amateur ticklers.
Yes, dude. These people are pros. So there it is, a brand new world's first tickle spa. Not sure how I feel about it. Tell us what you think. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey.
Hello.
This is Kristen. I'm a massage therapist.
Hello.
And, you know, I used to do that. I would lay my body across my grandma, and she had long fingernails, and she would just drag them up and down my legs and my back. And I think that that's why I became a massage therapist, ultimately, because it felt so good.
Right.
But that
I get.
That feels good. It doesn't
tickle.
But
to me, that's not tickling. That's like rubbing. That's like a nice little back rub or scratch.
Did it relax you?
It absolutely did. We called it nice tickles. And I wanted nice tickles. And so she would give me nice tickles with her fingernails.
All right.
And it's very relaxing, especially to children.
I can see that if it's like that. Because when I hear the word tickle, all I think of is being held
pain.
Down and like crying and telling people to stop tickling me. That's all I think about.
We need to come up with a different word for that, because
yeah.
that is just torture.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, thank you for what you do.
All right, you're welcome. And you should try it before you knock it.
Yeah, it's in Spain, so I don't think I'll be going there anytime soon.
All right, maybe I'll send you a gift certificate.
There you go. Okay. Thanks for the call.
All right,
bye. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
I hope that gift certificate.
It's hard for me. I've only done one, and they were like, make sure you drink plenty of water. I'm like, why don't I need to drink water? And about half an hour later, I was like, ill.
Yeah.
Because all the toxins in my body and everything. I was like, oh, they were serious.
Yeah.
So I've only had one massage, and it was like this really big, scary situation.
Olga.
Yes.
It was Olga.
I called her Helga. That's hilarious. Because I was like, oh, I'll take you. So... at least I know it'll
a good
be
massage.
Legit. And
yeah.
like, but it was painful. Like,
yeah.
it was weird. And did I mention that I was, like, under a towel, was, like, next to nothing? And I don't know. It was an odd situation. Static!
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I was just calling about the whole crazy tickle thing.
Yeah.
And my thought is, when somebody goes to tickle me, I just want to punch them. Like, it makes me violent.
Right.
I'm like, afraid, because what my next reaction after being tickled is that I might pee myself. So I'm sitting there, like, I'm not going to pee myself, and I wouldn't want to be, like, paid to go get that done. Like,
right.
No, thank you. I'm okay without that. I would prefer a nice rough massage over tickles anus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, and that's what they said. They said, we use a variety of strokes. If someone is super ticklish, we'll press harder because the idea is to relax them, not stress them out. But even to me, getting a massage isn't super relaxing because it's like weird room and it smells mm-hmm. like hippies because it's incense everywhere yeah. and Inya. And then some strange lady I've never met before is like rubbing my back, you know, and I'm like, hey. So what's up? Where are you from? Like, do you talk to them? You know what I mean? I'm like, okay. So how do we begin this relationship?
I don't know
what to do.
If it was a tickle thing, I would be punching everybody.
Absolutely.
It would be on.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Have a good morning, guys.
All right, you too.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's the idea behind a new a spa. It's a tickle spa. I agree with the last caller. This doctor at the University of Maryland said tickling is, it gets your blood pressure going and gets your heart rate up, and it's the exact opposite of what you want when going to a spa, because the idea is to be relaxed. But then we had a few callers ago about her grandma who used to scratch her back, basically. Mm-hmm. We need to come up with a different word for that. Because same with me. I always want to be, but I just call it, you get rubbed with like fingertips.
Yeah.
They rub you?
I don't know. I like nice tickles.
Yeah, nice tickles.
That's nice.
What is that? We need to come up with a better name than that. Because all I think is, there's no nice tickle me Elmo. It's all just like, and he just giggles and it's stupid. There's like, there's no nice word for that. We need to come up with a better word for it. Because tickle just makes me want to fight people.
So I don't have any words.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything.
You don't.
No words.
Good job.
Hey.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We're about 40 minutes away from cover to cover. Get your thoughts, ideas in at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Everything you see, I'll put you on the map. I'll cure you of disease.
21 Pilots, House of Gold, right here on Static Radio. Good morning, 8:26 now. Welcome to the show, Steve Owen Mitch.
Hey,
welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Hanging out with Celeste.
Yeah?
It's good.
What?
Getting work done?
Of course.
Nice. It's Monday morning.
It is Monday morning.
We got an email from Mike saying, hey, cover to cover, new classic crime record.
Yeah.
Heck yes.
That sounds like a good one.
Right now, to me, I'm like, dude, I want to hear the new classic crime. So that sounds like a winner. Ooh, is that the Poemas?
Yeah.
Is that the Poemas?
Yeah, let me see. The Poemas.
Yeah. That's how we say this.
It's going to work.
All right. That's good. Tomorrow, New Music Tuesday, brand new record from Poema releasing. Their first release on Tooth & Nail Records.
Yes.
I'm excited for them.
I'm excited for them.
Remembering You, their new record comes out tomorrow. And for New Music Tuesday, we're going to have the girls in studio.
That sounds good.
They best bring their guitar.
Oh, I'll go ahead and tell them. they will, because they're actually playing.
Oh, they're playing here for She?
Yeah.
Nice.
For She Ministries.
Yes.
Which is the women's.
Yes, women's ministry here at Calvary of Albuquerque.
It's called She.
Yeah, calvaryabq.org for details on She. Static.
Hey, it's Niles.
What is up, Niles?
Okay, so you have to do the classic crime record.
Yeah, is it amazing?
You have to do it. I haven't heard it, but I have all of his other stuff, and I love the classic crime.
Isn't Matt an incredible musician?
Yes.
I love their lead singer. He's a great dude. All right, classic. Awesome. That's another vote for classic crime. I'm thinking that may have to be it this morning.
So far.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks for the call, Niles.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Cover to cover coming up at 9 a.m. We'll do a record in its entirety, and I'm thinking the brand new one from the classic crime. Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, me too.
So we'll probably do that. You know what doesn't sound good to me? Tickle spa.
I think it sounds funny, but... If people were to like tickle my neck, it's like all of a sudden I don't have a neck.
Right.
So,
see, you tense up.
Right. So
that's my thing, man.
After that is when you need, maybe they're making more jobs for masseuses.
Maybe.
Because after that, you're going to need a massage.
Yeah. My wife's grandmother, Grandma Precious, as we call her.
Grandma Precious.
She, if you go anywhere near her neck, whink, shoulders go up and her head just disappears. Like, period. And so I just don't see the logic behind this tickle spa, because it feels like people are really ticklish and it's just going to, I would just tense up. I'd be frustrated.
Me too.
There's no way I would be relaxed and enjoy that. Like 30 minutes later, like, oh, I feel so much more relaxed now.
Evan, it's like you just saw a scary movie. You feel like you're going to throw up after.
Yeah. Static.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Spencer in Massachusetts.
Hey! How you doing, Spencer?
I'm doing all right. Hey, so I've got two things.
All right.
The tickle thing, I'm not ticklish, so...
Oh, okay.
I think it'd be funny to pay somebody to try to tickle me.
Nicely
thing,
done.
I was going to suggest Package 217 Engage for cover to cover.
Haven't heard that in some years.
But then Classic Crime won, so
yeah,
play that.
Classic Crime. Okay, so you're voting for Classic Crime as well.
Definitely.
All right, man. Sounds like it's going to happen. Thanks, Spencer.
Sweet. Thanks, guys.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number, 30 minutes away from cover to cover, and never minutes away from going to a tickle spa.
Yay! Unless,
yay!
That would be, okay, not that I hope this happens, but that would be some amazing torture.
I'm telling you, man.
Tickling
see?
Is torture, but like,
yeah.
forget the Chinese water torture, go for tickling.
I am pretty sure that'll never happen, like in Guantanamo or something, they're like, come here. Song called Generation right here on Static Radio. Good morning, Steve on Mitch.
Good morning.
Just before 9 o'clock on your Monday. We're hanging out.
Yeah.
I am so amped for cover to cover today.
I'm excited to hear it. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, brand new record from the Classic Crime, and that pretty well won.
With like how many votes?
However many people called in, because nobody else called in for anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, on Facebook, people suggested things, but I think once we mentioned that, it kind of took over.
Yeah. So
took over the conversation. Hey, I want to remind everybody, it's an exciting time right now because politics are in the air. No, that's not really it at all, actually. Not politics. Not politics.
We are in the air.
We are in the air. Huh? We're still on the air, which is exciting. Static Decision 2012. It's coming up October 11th through the 13th. It is our fundraiser to help
America.
Raise awareness and funding for Static Radio. Yes. We want to make sure that good stuff stays on the airwaves like, well, us.
Us specifically.
Yeah. So we need your help. We're a listener-supported station. There's a lot of work to be done around here. Yeah.
You can help out by giving now.
Yes. Donate now. Early voting going on right now. You can do so at mystaticradio.com. We have a goal of $50,000, and every dollar given starting today with
counts.
Early votes, that counts towards our fundraiser, which is still 1 month away. So early voting going on right now at mystaticradio.com. Help us spread the gospel and enjoy our jobs.
Yes.
Because I love being here, and we don't say it enough. We are listener supported. Scripture says we have not because we ask not. So we are asking now. Be praying about Static Decision 2012. We really, really, really need to meet our goal.
Yeah.
Really, really, really.
Really.
And the funny thing is our goal, $50,000. You know, it sounds like a lot of money. And that covers maintenance, which is good.
Just like 1/16th of the cost.
Right, exactly. So we definitely need your support. Static Decision 2012, October 11th through the 13th. And I'm really excited about it.
Me too.
It's coming up. So we got to take a quick break. It's just before 9 o'clock, which means coming right back. Cover to cover with the Classic Crime. To get you there, we have the followers and some manifest on the way. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Worldwide at mystaticradio.com.
All right, it's 9 o'clock, which means time for cover to cover. You voted for it, and the Classic Crime, brand new record. It's called Phoenix. I haven't heard it yet, but I'm stoked.
Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Like the bird.
Or the city. Either way, they're both really hot.
Because the bird is reborn from its ashes after it goes
yes,
up in flames.
Yes, there you go. Or, you know, because like X-Men and Jean Grey and the Phoenix.
Oh, the Phoenix. Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay, good. That's good. Because you saw the movie.
I saw the movie.
It was awful.
Oh.
It was terrible.
Pretty sure I didn't care.
Okay, cool. All right. Brand newest from the Classic Crime. The record is called Phoenix. It's our cover to cover for Monday, September 10th. Here it is. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. And there it is. Phoenix. That's the latest record from the Classic Crime. Cover to cover in its entirety.
That's the second album I've heard with like a cool drum outro.
Drum outro?
Like the military, like... I'm sorry.
Wow.
There you go.
Speaking of, well, not drums.
Military.
Or military. Static Decision 2012 coming up October 11th through the 13th. It is our fundraiser.
It is.
Dude, you can be praying for us now. You can financially give now as we prepare for this season. And yeah, I'm excited.
I'm excited too. The last one was so much fun that I can't wait for this one. Oh.
Here's what we need as we talk about Static Decision 2012 coming up. I'm encouraging everybody right now to email us, studio@mystaticradio.com. Give us your testimonies. Why do you love Static Radio? Why do you support us by listening to us, downloading our app, being a part of the show? What is it about Static Radio that you love? Please send us your testimonies because we'll be using these for Static Decision 2012,
yeah,
which is coming up October 11th through the 13th. Be in prayer as we prepare for this. And if you'd like to vote early,
you can.
You can now, starting this morning, mystaticradio.com. We are trying to raise $50,000. That's the goal. And every dollar that comes in starting right now is an early vote towards the Static Decision 2012. So you can vote early. Get ready as we try and meet this goal coming up in October.
Yes, and we get to meet a lot of cool people through it. So
yeah.
I enjoy this.
I enjoy it as well. So that's it for us. We're out. Adri up next. And we'll see you guys again tomorrow. New Music Tuesday. Poema going to be in studio. They got a brand new record coming out.
That's right.
Yeah, I've heard rumors of other amazing music that we will be preparing tomorrow. So
really?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, we got some good stuff on the horizon.
That's good.
As well as a great listener email that we will be springing on Pastor Scott Tom tomorrow.
Very cool.
We got a big show tomorrow.
We do. We have a lot going on.
Yeah, so make sure you tune in. Catch us mañana and every day, 6 to 10 a.m. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.